Hello, and welcome to Release Your Wings. Today's topic is messages from time. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'll be asking questions of Shireen Chadha. Hi, Shireen.
Hello, Dan.
And we're going to explore this. What are the messages we get from time? So help me with this. What messages have you been getting from time?
Lots, actually.
Yeah, you've had some really urgent messages coming in of late.
Yes, yes. It's interesting. Actually, time can be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time Dadi Janki saying that time is her friend. You know, she has a very, very packed schedule, even at 97.
Wow.
She has a schedule from morning till night. And sometimes she is, she runs late for certain of her appointments, and she always says, but no one gets upset with me because time is my friend. And so I really like that, to make time your friend, and
mm-hmm.
also to understand time, to live with it, to embrace it.
So is being time your friend, you never want to kill time then, is that correct?
Yes, you never want to kill time. You want to use it, whatever mm-hmm. you have, in a worthwhile way, not waste it. The other thing I was thinking is, for me, the most urgent message from time is that I have to be a brave warrior,
mm-hmm.
but a spiritual warrior, not a physical warrior,
sure.
and really fight my demons.
Give me examples.
Demons could be any of my insecurities, fear, especially fear and desire. I was thinking that one of the things that my last year of illness and all of that has taught me is that I don't want to oscillate between desire and fear.
Uh-huh.
Because that's, you know, one of those thought patterns that keeps happening with a lot of people is we have a desire,
so,
we have a fear it won't happen, we have a fear, we have a desire because of the fear, and we keep going back and forth.
This is an interesting thing because there's two logic approaches to getting what you want. And, you know, there's a lot of writing on manifesting and things like that. One of them is just focus all the time on what you want. Now, that, I think, is the opposite of what you're talking about and what I personally believe.
Yeah.
And that is, the more attached we get, it must be this way, the more we oversteer our lives.
And we go to fear.
Exactly.
And all of those things. And so that's one of the messages, to be a real brave warrior and step away,
mm-hmm.
to really have the courage to not get into duality.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing. And it takes a lot of courage not to have preferences, not to say, I like this, I want this, because we take so much support and so much of everything from these kinds of things. That's one. And the other message for me is to be ready for any eventuality, because
mm-hmm.
you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Suddenly things change.
Yeah.
And you don't think they would change till really things happen to you.
Right.
And to really be ready, and that things will change.
Expect them to change and embrace the change, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. But also, there is a season for everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have seasons. We have, you know, spring, and which we'll talk about spring because we're coming into spring soon. And there's a time to plant in
mm-hmm.
spring.
Right.
And to really use this time to plant real seeds of good actions, because now is the season. I cannot wait and say I'll plant 6 months later, because it won't be the season. It
right.
will be the fall season, and you can't plant. And so now is the season. That's another message. Now is
mm-hmm.
the season to really plant the right things and do the right things.
Also, there's messages in time about how we spend our time with the people we care about, with our community, with our family, with our friends, with those whose lives we can make a positive difference in. I think that's probably one of the messages, as opposed to family time,
right.
dinner time, good camaraderie and sharing conversation of things that matter to us.
Right. The other thing I'm noticing is, yes, all of those, your community is very important, but also for your own self, the message I am getting from time, and I feel everyone is getting now, is it's the right season to really understand your destiny. To see what you were destined to do. You know, we weren't here just to go to work, come back, do whatever. You know, we, each one of us really has a very higher destiny, a higher purpose, a higher calling, and to really understand that higher calling, to follow that higher calling. Mm-hmm. That's one. And also to really perform good actions. Now, you were talking about good actions being spending time with your family, spending the right time with your family. And I feel all of these things really add up.
Absolutely.
And so, and also one very, very important message that I feel all of us are receiving is to change our thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
At the root of all of the fear, at the root of all of the stress in our lives is because we are stuck in certain thought patterns.
Give an example of that stuckness.
Let's take anger, right? If I'm angry, if I'm stressful about something, let's say at work, I'm really upset that I didn't get a promotion and someone else got a promotion.
Right.
And I'm really stressed that I want that promotion. It is a negative belief that thought pattern is creating a negative belief, that wanting the promotion is based on a thought pattern which is a negative belief. And the negative belief is possibly, let's say someone else got the promotion and you didn't. Possibly you already were expecting the promotion, you were imagining the promotion, you were imagining how it would be to want the promotion, all of those things even before you got it.
Right.
Or you were thinking that that promotion is going to make you so much more happier than you are right now. Mm-hmm. And so all of those negative beliefs are stemming from thought patterns. And that stress, we have to really understand those thought patterns.
Yeah, and similar to that, in the moment of having the thought patterns, we believe, it's an illusion, that thinking them and rethinking them and running around that track again and again is somehow helping us when it's really a train to nowhere.
Yes, and we're stuck in this loop, right?
Yeah.
And in most of our lives, like in our everyday lives, we are going from stress to stress. I'm driving on the road and getting really upset with people on the road because I think my upset is going to change someone else's driving behavior. You know,
right.
Or so that thought pattern I have to change. Or in the morning, you know, when I wake up and I'm not expecting coffee to be a certain place and it's somewhere else, that thought pattern, you know, all of those things. And each thought pattern actually has a antidote, has a solution that will take you out of the stuckness.
Good, because that's where I was going to go with my next question. So what is the escape hatch from these?
Each one is different.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is different. But definitely, to go back to the belief, to really look, observe yourself. Just the act of observation really helps change. To observe yourself and to start writing down. That really is the first step. Start observing yourself. And I feel that really, the first step, of course, is observing and writing down is really a worthwhile use of your time. And that is a message from time. And the other thing is going back to the eternal you.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the eternal you? You know, who is the...
Who's the real you?
Who's the real you? Is it going to add anything to a promotion? Is it going to add anything to your real you to get this promotion?
Right. Actually, that's in line with what those who follow Eckhart Tolle would say. His, it didn't just observe, his awareness. And most of the bad things in our lives, the bad thoughts, the thought patterns that are negative to us, come from unconscious thinking. We're not even aware of the thoughts that are spiraling us down.
Right.
If we just become aware and say, look at what we're doing,
right,
then in that context, I have one that I personally use as my favorite solvent if I find myself overwrought about something, and that is the question, if this were a gift from God, if this upset I'm feeling, where would the gift be? What can I do with this that makes it beneficial? And invariably, I find that there's always a gift. And part of it is just realizing how silly I'm being, or maybe I've learned something from it. It points out an insecurity that I wasn't acknowledging I had. But there's always a gift somewhere in that question of consternation. And the gift relates to getting out of it, of course.
Right, right. You know, the other thing that there's a message from time for everyone, mm-hmm. and that message is to really acquire wisdom, which is very strange. In the age of information,
mm-hmm.
where we have TMI, too much information about everything, you know, I want to know about something someone's doing, I just have to go on their Facebook or their Twitter account and I would know exactly what they did and their photographs and everything. It's too much information, but in all of that, wisdom is lost. And so acquiring wisdom, especially wisdom on the soul, on a higher power, on what is time right now, what is going on. That kind of wisdom is very important, and that's the message I feel that we all need to acquire wisdom.
And wisdom is not on the same continuum as cleverness.
Right, yeah. Or even know, like I know.
Not just data.
Yeah, not just data. Or you could glean wisdom from data, but you have to be really silent and pure to glean the right wisdom from data. And so it's important to get on a path.
Mm-hmm.
I feel now is not the time to window shop on spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get into something.
So what about the fear that I'm in the wrong thing, which I suspect some people have?
If they feel they're in the wrong thing, maybe they're in the wrong thing, but they have to really be quiet.
Uh-huh.
To be, because sometimes some things could be really hard work and they don't want to do the hard work, and that's why they feel they're in the wrong thing. But then find something, keep looking, keep asking, you know, keep talking to God about it, and it will happen.
So there's a major difference between wondering if we're on the right path and just looking for the next shiny thing to chase after.
Yeah. Or just go window shopping and say, oh, this is nice and that's nice, but mm-hmm. not really doing anything. I feel if you really want to know if you're on the right path, you have to do something completely.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel comfortable with it, if it doesn't resonate with you after 6 months, a year of completely doing the whole deal, or mm-hmm. whatever the path is that's asking of you, then you will know.
Good. So give it time.
Give it time.
Look at it thoroughly. And if it isn't, as Carlos Castaneda's character Don Juan would ask, does this path have heart? Does this path do something that makes me a better person?
Yeah. It can't be that I feel it's not for me because it's too hard. Yeah. Or, you know, let's say a certain spiritual path is saying you have to do something,
sure.
particular thing. I don't want to do it. And then I say, no, it's too hard, or it's not for me because I don't want to do it. You can only know if you've done everything,
mm-hmm.
at least for a few months, a year, and then you decide.
So I'd practice all summer to be a tennis pro is probably not a good strategy on the spiritual path either.
Yes.
But to look at what we want.
Yeah.
So, in our last minute, what is another final message from time that we get?
It's a good time.
All times.
Especially now. It's the best of times and it's the worst of times. But some of us tend to focus on the worst of times, but actually it is a good time. It is the best of times.
I think that as well. And it's a really wonderful time to sit down and think, what is our life about at this moment and what's good about it? And if we find what's good about it, my feeling is maybe that might be the best message time can give us in the here and the now. Most of the time, there are no problems in this instant we call the now. I hope that's right anyway. It's a delight talking with you again.
Always a pleasure, Dan.
Good night.